Alrighty, folks. Welcome to the AmeriCorps Connections podcast, where we catch up with AmeriCorps alums to reflect on their service term and to learn what they are up to now. We hear about the twists and the turns of a service year and how through synchronicities, leaps of faith, pushing your limits and finding themselves exactly where they should be at the right time because of their time in AmeriCorps. So if you're new to the channel, I'm Nikki Fiacco, and I'm a proud AmeriCorps alum. I served in Volunteer Maryland in 2012, and I really wanted to keep these connections going. I built up a network and a lot of connections during my service year, so I wanted to continue that outside my sphere and my bubble of my program. So if you don't know, we are 1.2, I think it might be 1.3 now, million AmeriCorps member alumni strong. So my intention with this podcast is to reach as many AmeriCorps alumni as I can and just find out, what are you up to? Where are you? And how did your service year impact you? And I wanted to just keep these connections going. So we are announcing a special series, and it's called the 2024 Recruitment Extravaganza. You may not know from now until about August. So right now, this recording is happening in April. From now until August is the height of recruitment season for AmeriCorps programs. So we want to spread the word far and wide about these opportunities. And I'm hoping to highlight at least 15 programs between now, April 2024, and July 1st, 2024. But know that there are thousands of AmeriCorps opportunities across the country. So if you're interested and you hear something that you're interested in this conversation, or it's not quite what you want, go to my.americorps.gov, and that's AmeriCorps.gov. Create a profile and search for opportunities. If you, and also if you like this episode, or you think the AmeriCorps experience might benefit you or someone else, please share the episode or tag them in the comments on YouTube. And when you reach out to our guest, which our guest this today is Emmanuel Murray from Literacy Lab, is that correct? We'll get into your story. Reach out to him and say, hey, I heard about this from the AmeriCorps Connections podcast from Nikki Fiacco, and I want to learn more and I want to take advantage. So those are all my announcements, except for one thing that I always have to do because they're awesome and I can't have this podcast without them. Thank you, Dan Medivier from Time Money Productions, who provided me hosting and production consulting for the AmeriCorps podcast. He is part of his company is Time or Money Productions, and also the folks at Do Good, Be Good that are helping with marketing and editing and production of this podcast. And Sharon, the CEO of Do Good, Be Good, was the first person that we recorded for the 2024 recruitment extravaganza. Yay! Okay, so let's jump into this. Today, we have Emmanuel Murray, and he is a City Year alumni, but his program is Literacy Lab. So, and shout out, he's buddies with Anton Taylor, who I believe he was number episode 42 or 43 on this podcast. So we're all friends here. So first, Emmanuel, let's hear about your twists and turns of your service year, how you got interested in it, and where you ended up afterwards. And then let's talk about your program. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, just want to first and foremost thank you, Nikki, for inviting me onto the podcast today to share some more about my experience and our program here at the Literacy Lab. AmeriCorps, like you said, it's a very, very connected organization. Interestingly enough, one of my mentors was a program staff member at City Year Kansas City at the time that I decided to join that program. He was kind of in a similar position to what I am now, so to our tutor. So it was definitely kind of like an easy adjustment to like an easy decision whether to like, you know, go and join that program. Throughout that year, I served during 1920, 2019, 2020. So that year was great for so many reasons. I think one of the biggest, I guess you could say, thorns of that reason was, it got cut short due to COVID, literally March, going on spring break. I think we're gonna get a couple extra days, and then haven't been back to the school since. So it's definitely a fun year, definitely an impactful year for a number of reasons. Both seeing that the growth that our students made, along with just how the workforce and like the world as we know it kind of changed rapidly.
Did your program is, for those that don't know, City Year, what I understand is the AmeriCorps members go into I think elementary and maybe middle school, and you act as tutors. So did you have to shift to virtual? Holy.
I worked in I served in a 7th grade math class at Central Middle School here in Kansas City, and we had to shift to doing everything virtual. We were tasked with kind of being like the I don't know how you can say that, like middleman, if you can say, in like the virtual classroom. Whereas like in our traditional kind of setup, we would do like individual pullouts with students while we were in the school building. And that was, basically impossible in the virtual setting. So our responsibilities were just to, make sure that the class was engaged as much as possible. We did some like communication with families and just make sure that they felt connected and they had resources that they may needed. But yeah, that's that. It was a big, just like big turn on your head, to the end of the year for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just curious, how many of your students were impacted by not having access to broadband or not having good access to internet? If you might not know, I don't know.
I can't say the number specifically, but I know over, I would say about 50%, at a good like rate were affected. And not even through like having access. Those who did have access may have had some other like environmental challenges that made it just difficult for learning. So we had to work through, a number of different kind of struggles when it came to adjusting to virtual learning.
Gotcha. What was a highlight for your service year?
A highlight for me, we worked in teams of like 7 to 8 young folks in the school buildings for the full school year. And we were typically at the school from early in the morning till late in the evening. So during that time, we got a chance to build really strong bonds among the groups. A lot of those bonds I still kind of have today, 4 or 5 years later after, exiting service. So just being able to have those people that you work with, close in age range, maybe coming from different backgrounds, different demographics, all coming together for a common cause, and really seeing the, I guess, like the beginnings of that kind of growth start to develop in our case, and just knowing that, what we're doing is actually having an impact.
Yeah, that cohort model is so nice in during AmeriCorps, an AmeriCorps service term. When I was with Volunteer Maryland, we had about 30 of us that were serving together. So, you made connections, and those connections you kind of keep for kind of like for a really long time. One of the things I really liked about when I was director of Volunteer Maryland was the intergenerational relationships that were developed. We had folks in the program that were in their 60s and 70s. And then we had young 20-something year olds. And so when the 20-something year olds saw that the more seasoned, I like to say, like, I'm lightly sauteed, but then we have like more seasoned folks that served. The younger AmeriCorps members would step in and go, "Let me show you how to use Canva. Let me show you how to use this," and vice versa. If those soft skills were kind of being, weren't quite developed, those seasoned AmeriCorps members would be like, "Let me take you under my wing and show you how to deal with conflict." So I think that cohort Model is so important, especially like what you're saying. Y'all were younger professionals kind of coming up in the ranks and trying to find your way. I was talking to somebody about AmeriCorps earlier today, and I said, you know, I don't know how many service hours you had to serve, but it in my time it was like 1700. So you could 300, 1200, 1700. And I was doing a plank in yoga, and I was like, they were like, hold this for 10 breaths. And I thought about that in terms of a service year. Like, I can do anything for 1400 hours. I can do anything for 1700 hours. Like, I know I'll be done in 1700 hours. And so that kind of like, I don't know. And then AmeriCorps provides you with that soft landing and that support afterwards. Is that kind of your experience with City Year?
I would say that with City Year, it's typically comprised of folks 18 to 25-ish. So we kind of share like that similar, like going through similar struggles. But I would definitely say that that is true for our program here at the Literacy Lab, where we kind of get folks from all age ranges. And we have seen that over the years of folks who have kind of retired or are transitioning from one career path to another, come to join us. And, they are able to apply whatever skills they may have to assisting generations coming up. And kind of vice versa, as you're saying, with like technology issues and things of that nature. We see it a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a good time then to move right into Literacy Lab. And I think something that's important, I hope that I just want to double click and make sure to shout it out, is that like what Emmanuel is saying is that Literacy Lab is an opportunity, and you'll give us the age range for folks that are, what's the age range?
Right now we don't really have an age range.
Okay. I usually say like 17 to functional, right? Because I think you have to be 16 or 17 to serve in AmeriCorps. And so there's another program out there that's called AmeriCorps Seniors, but it has different opportunities. So Literacy Lab is something that folks in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, if you still want to get out and support your communities, this is something that might be an opportunity for you. So I might have to get my mom engaged in something like this. So, Emmanuel, tell us about Literacy Lab. What do we need to know, especially for during this recruitment season?
So AmeriCorps is a literacy program. We work with students pre-K through third grade. We are based out of Washington, D.C., currently serving in a number of regions throughout the country. So we're here in Kansas City. We're in Washington, D.C. still, Baltimore, Maryland. We're in Virginia, the Danville and Hampton Roads region. And then in Western Massachusetts. A part of our program, we have like two aspects. So you can either serve as a pre-K specific tutor serving in like one classroom for the school year, or you can be like a K through three tutor, where you'll like float throughout the school building, working on with a caseload of about 15 to 18 students, getting a chance to, build connections and one-on-one each day. Like I said earlier, there's no typical age range for our program. And with that, there's no like need for any prerequisites. So you don't have to have like any special knowledge in terms of education, or like having like teaching fundamentals, because we have a really robust training program that allows us to really help you develop the skills of delivering interventions. And with our program, all of our interventions are scripted. So you really just have to focus on, reading off the paper for, the year and just developing your relationship with your students. So you have to make it like as fun for you as it is, fun for the students and stuff like that.
That sounds like an amazing opportunity. And also, I feel like although it's such high stakes going into classrooms, like that is your, you know, you are literally impacting the future, right? I love that Literacy Lab actually provides scripts and trainings. So it sounds like if somebody is just interested in like, well, I think I could do that, or maybe I'm interested in being a teacher, but I'm not really quite sure if I want to be in a classroom. Like, let me be around students and see what that's about. This sounds like an amazing opportunity for somebody to get their feet wet. And then so that I am clear, you're recruiting nationally, it sounds like. You're not just, I'm aware of the one in Literacy Lab in Baltimore. So is your role to really like find folks for across the country?
Well, I actually am the recruiter for Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
But I kind of am able to, we're able to plug and play throughout the organization, where we see fit. We do have like a central recruitment department that kind of does some like general outreach, but we kind of handle it on like a region by region basis.
So does somebody have to be, so you said you're in Kansas City. Does somebody need to be in Kansas City? Let's say I'm in Maryland, and I'm like, well, I kind of want to see what Kansas City's all like, what it's like. Can I serve in your program and move there? Do you provide any, is that something someone can do?
As of now, we don't have any like relocation kind of assistance. But you're more than welcome to live somewhere else and
Yeah.
decide to join our program. We'll definitely help walk you through that process in whatever capacity we can. We do have some connects to like local resources here in the city that can help that transition. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
That's cool. So I don't know if you have like family you want to go hang out with or friends that you want to go hang out with. How long is the service term?
So our service term is throughout the year. So we start typically August time frame through June of the following year.
So if somebody was interested in the program and they applied now in 2024, we'll probably get this podcast out sometime in April or early May. They would start their service year in August.
Yes.
And then they would serve all the way until June of 2025.
Correct.
Awesome. And what are some of the added benefits of serving in Literacy Lab, other than having interaction with you, Emmanuel, of course?
We have just a robust kind of training and development program, like I mentioned earlier, that just gives you like a foundation for stepping into the education program. So we've seen our tutors go on to do so many different things within the educational industry, not just being like teachers. We have some librarians. Some folks go on to be like curriculum instructors and things of that nature. So I think with being a part of the Literacy Lab, you get exposure to just the wide array of possibilities that comes with being in education. Typically, our tutors do end up getting some kind of opportunities to work with either the school that they served at or another school in the area to kind of continue that education. So that's kind of some things that we like to leverage for our tutors.
And we talked about the cohort experience that you had and that I had during our service year. What type of experience would somebody have if they did serve in Literacy Lab? And are there any like special trainings or professional development that you all provide?
So with here in Kansas City specifically, our tutors serve in teams of about 2 to 3 per school, maybe 4, just depending on the size of the school. And I think that kind of goes similarly for other regions around the country. In terms of specific trainings, we're kind of just developing that program as we speak. So along with like providing and doing like interventions and things of that nature. We're working on like social emotional learning and like the effects of trauma in education and how like trauma outside of the school building can affect not only the student but teachers and just the environment overall. So just allowing our tutors to be culturally aware to different things is something that we like to really, really focus on.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody that might go through this experience will have the hands-on service of being with the students, but then having that kind of wraparound services and an understanding of what else goes on in outside of the classroom. And also you can carry that outside of the office place, outside of school, higher education. And so it seems like you all are really pouring in to the members' experience as well as that partnership with the schools to make sure the work gets done.
Yeah, absolutely. We understand that, our program is not really like the final resting place for many of our folks, because with America, you can only serve for a certain amount of years. So we want to make sure that while our tutors are with us, they are able to develop as fully as possible in whatever, that capacity looks like for them. We've had like tutors who have been able to just develop different clubs and like different like offshoots of service in their individual school site, just based off of their experience. So yeah, we like to just make sure that, not only do you get the experience of like working with your students and like, seeing them grow, but you also get to look back on your year and be like, I started in this space and now I have, a foundation of learning, how to theorize different, curriculums or how to identify different triggers that my students may be facing, or just different, just different things of that nature, just so that you can be a well-rounded individual.
That sounds so great. I love it when I hear programs that are pouring into their members. It's so important. Are there any other benefits that you can think of or that you want people to know about as they consider maybe this opportunity for themselves or somebody they know?
So with our program, I'm here in Missouri. You get access to healthcare, both healthcare, dental. We have some other community partners that we're able to kind of lean on to get some other additional resources. In terms of like mental health opportunities, counseling, things of that nature. There is a Siegel Education Award that is not exclusive to the Literacy Lab, but all AmeriCorps members kind of get at the end of their service year. And then just that
Let me just explain that really fast. So the Siegel Education Award is an educational award that you get based off of, oh shoot, I forgot what it was called. The it'll come to me in my next episode because I'll look it up. But so it's I think it's between $7,000 and $8,000, and you can use that towards a master's program. You could use it for Outward Bound. People have used, you could go back to a community college and use it and get a certificate or a certification. So there's tons of things that you can do with the Education Award. Maybe we'll do an episode of how to use your Education Award. But if you're thinking about, like, it's a great opportunity. You can go on the AmeriCorps website and look for schools for national service. And some of the schools will provide a match to that Siegel Education Award. Some provide like book scholarships and stuff like that. So if you're interested in going back to school after your experience with Literacy Lab, then you can take the education award and you can put it towards your education. So thank you for pointing that out. And I cut you off. You were going to say something else super important.
Oh no, you're absolutely okay, because that the Siegel Education Award is something that I feel like doesn't get talked about, enough. So whenever we can take a second just to highlight like the benefit that is, that great award, we should definitely do so. But I honestly don't remember what I was gonna say. I was probably gonna go off on a tangent, so
Well, we were wrapping up the benefits. So you had mentioned healthcare, counseling if they need it, and then the education award. And then anything else, like they do receive a stipend, and that's based off of some of the federal agency stuff. And I don't know if that's shareable or whatever, but they do get paid to do this program.
Our stipends kind of it varies by region. Here in Missouri, it is $1,700 per month. Our tutors serve 1,200 hours over the course of the year. In terms of benefits, let me see. Yeah, just that pipeline, I guess, will be like the next biggest benefit in terms of like, career advancement. We have a lot of like connections with like global universities here. Here in Kansas City, we have the fortune to be like home to two decently universities, with UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City, and then Rockhurst University. Both provide great services here in the community. So we have to get some of our tutors are going into different teaching programs at both of those schools in this next year. So just we're able to just help, in whatever your next steps may be.
That's so amazing. Such great, it's such a great resource. What's the timeline and how does somebody apply and what would steps be? And what are some things that might like, oh, I don't know, the national history background checks. What are a few things that might be like, oh, and look out for this, make sure that you check this box.
So in terms of applying, only thing you have to do is go onto our website, theliteracylab.org, and there's a box in the upper right-hand corner that kind of follows you through the process. In terms of like things that you should look out for, so yeah, we do require a background check for all of our tutors, just because working with students in the educational environment is definitely utmost a priority for us to ensure safety of everybody involved. So I don't think there are really harsh requirements in regards to that. We're able to like talk through different like things that may pop up, but in terms of like as long as it's nothing like extremely violent or like child related, that I think most folks should be good to go. Yeah, application is pretty straightforward. Each region kind of handles it kind of differently, but here in Missouri, we typically like to get a response back from the initial application within like a week and a half. We just passed our early application deadline earlier this month in April, so we're kind of just on a rolling basis at this moment. We haven't set a cutoff date for this cycle yet, so
Okay.
we're still in a really good time frame, especially going into the summer. And with kind of the service year ending of the summer, we'll have a lot more time to just connect with candidates and do a lot of that
Yeah.
individualized connection over the summer. So we'll definitely be reaching out to folks and being a lot more hands-on.
Awesome. Yeah, for people that don't know about AmeriCorps service year, Emmanuel's has his head on one side of the service year where he's recruiting for new members, but then he has his feet in a current service year where he's wrapping up service terms for other members. So if you are applying and you haven't heard from him, he will get back to you. This is a really busy time for AmeriCorps programs most of the time. So, and can you say that website one more time and we'll make sure it's in the show notes.
Yeah, it is theliteracylab.org, theliteracylab.org. And then yeah, it's like a little orange black website with the little man holding up a book. It's kind of adorable.
It is cute. It is a nice logo. Well,
Yeah.
this has been a great conversation. I'm really happy that we're doing this series, and I hope that people who listened, if you did find this helpful and you might want to reach out to Emmanuel, please, please, please make sure that you're letting him know that you heard the opportunity from AmeriCorps Connections. If you think this opportunity might benefit someone, share the episode with them. And don't forget, as Emmanuel said, the Literacy Lab program is across the country. So if you're not in Kansas City, Missouri, and you're in Baltimore, then you can serve in one of our programs, one of the programs out here in Maryland. Is there anything else that you want to share before we wrap up?
Think just the biggest thing is that we're celebrating our 15th year anniversary this year. So, be on the lookout for just some upcoming things that we have, both on our website and on our social media pages. But yeah, no, I'm thankful for the opportunity to come and speak with you all today and share a little bit more about myself and in our program. And I hope that, you all can continue to be the change that you want to see.
I love that. Thank you so much, Emmanuel, for being on the AmeriCorps Connections podcast. And thank you all for listening and loving and sharing and liking and doing all the things. Oh, and subscribing. Like, definitely subscribe and download. Like, it matters. It actually matters. So let's keep this force going, and we will be back with another AmeriCorps alum that's highlighting their recruitment and AmeriCorps opportunity. Hopefully we'll have 15 episodes out here for you guys to just share and listen to, and we'll see what happens on the other end. So we'll catch you next time with another AmeriCorps Connections podcast. See ya.
Take care.